to school, Moore Park, and Avenue de los Robles, very close to it. When my wife called me, she called on a second issue. Some guy broke into the house. She was screaming. I whipped the car around, got home as quick as I can, and when I pulled down, I made a left on Arleta, and I was coming down. I believe the street is Red Barn. I saw this guy speeding away in a black Nissan pickup truck, male driver, only one in the vehicle. It was a three-seater car. And I quickly just got suspicious that this was him. I turned my car around, let my daughter out, told her to go to the and I followed him very quickly. He started speeding up. He went to the second gate, which is Brittany Park. There was a police officer in back of me at that time in a black and white. The gate, he had stopped, the gate's open, he rolled through, and you have to stop before you enter traffic on Santa Rosa Road. I quickly spun my Mercedes around and blocked him on his left front corner panel. He bailed out of the driver's door with a pistol, fired numerous shots at me. I have no idea why it didn't hit me. I bailed down between the two seats, put my hands over my head. At that time, I think the black and white rolled up behind him. He bailed out, and he started exchanging fire with him. I sat up, and I looked, and I could see he was now shooting over the left corner, the driver's side corner of his cab at the police officer. I pulled my car forward to get out of the line of fire. He jumped back in his car, sped by me and down Santa Rosa Road. I jumped in back behind him. Sped behind him. I smashed into his car.
Is the police officer anywhere around?
No, the police officer was not in pursuit at that time, and that's what made me think that he had been shot at that site. I followed him all the way up to where Moore Park branches off. Just at about the school, and I could see now there was two units that were unmarked vehicles behind me. I pulled over to the right and let them go on the pursuit. I turned around and came home, tried to get into the gate.
You say on the pursuit, did they turn on red lights and sirens?
They were
and
going
like
code
that?
3.
Okay.
I came back, got through the gates, went to the one, the officer was down, there was another officer at his side. I could see that he'd been shot. Nobody had been to my home yet. I drove back to my home. I now then found my wife unconscious on the kitchen floor in a pool of blood and ran upstairs to get my children. They were covered in blood and ran to me along with the pool man. The pool man was there and that was his truck.
Okay, we're going to stop.